It's never too late. It's never too soon.
Special one and jump into your candy-colored custom or your screaming machine cruise down.
And tune into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Where was I in 62? Listening to Wony.
The YMCA is just a starting line. For the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. Why is the before work hustle, an after school home, a section of my block, a corner to call my own? With my why, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror, and everyone belongs. Find your why. Join today at YMCA.org for a better us.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 2nd, join the Activities Council to make spring-themed arts and crafts in Hunt Union International Lounge at 8 p.m. On Tuesday, March 3rd, from 12:30 to 5 p.m., donate your used clothes to the Red Dragon Thrift Shop in Hunt Union next to Starbucks. Trivia Tuesday is happening at 9 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater at Hunt Union. Interested in some winter fun? Happening on Wednesday, March 4th, from 2 to 4 p.m. in the President's Garden, check out the Winter Carnival, which has winter-themed carnival games, delicious donut holes, hot cocoa, and even more events to explore. On Thursday, March 5th, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of Stupid Effing Bird, happening in the Hamlin Theater at 7:30 p.m. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. This has been your Wony Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Hello. Welcome to Miss Alani's Music. It is 4 p.m. on the dot. Is it going to play? Oh, it's not going to play. This always happens. Okay, wait, guys. Wait. Anyway, welcome to Miss Alani's Music. There we go. Amazing. There we go. I'm your host, DJ Lonnie. I have Miss Alani's Music every Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you for tuning in. I think today counts as our first themed... No, we did Valentine's Day themed. Literally, I'm literally a liar. Don't listen to me. If you hear me wheezing, no, you don't. It's freezing outside, and I, like, ran up to Hunt Union from Macduff for my Oneonta heads. It's a walk. It's a little run. But, yeah, so today, happy... What? Second. Happy second day of Women's History Month. Yay. Woman, I'm gonna get a clapping noise up in here. Hold on. Yay, woman. Yeah. No, that's really long. Okay. Yes. Wow. We love women. So today's our second themed show of the season, and this is our woman. It's only songs by women. And now this is a feat for me because we know, if you know me personally, you know that I, DJ Lonnie, like on this show, like I am consistently playing a lot of like men. Actually, I more often play songs by women on this show, but when it comes to K-pop, I do like men a lot. No men. No, this is like the first episode where there's no TXT song in like a minute, I'm pretty sure. Or like 17 or something like that. Only women for Women's History Month. Everyone, the women in your lives, support them, uplift them, tell them you love them. And yeah, so let's just hop straight into it. I hope you're all having a wonderful Monday. This is the first time where I'm not like sleepy, tired. We'll see how that happens throughout the 2 hours we're in here. But yeah, so our first song is a new release. New as in like in the past like 2 or 3 weeks or so. It's Peak. It's great. It's by Hearts to Hearts, My Girls. And it's been stuck in my head for 3 days straight. So this is Rude by Hearts to Hearts. And low key, let's just freaking do it.
Walk right in, searching the single mode to get my friend. 여기저기서 인사를 건네. Yeah, yeah. 다 자연스럽게 알아, give me space. 언제나 그래, 눈에 띄 my face. 흘겨보지 마, 이건 erase. Nah, That's my type. 자, 눈 맞춰볼까? 미리 걱정하는 건 뭐래 잠깐. We're living that good life, good life. 꿈이 멈출 수도 better. 자연스럽게 맞서기는 never. 이끌린 대로 해. 나다울 때 누구보다 눈부셔 난 I've been attempt to. 솔직한 그대로 feel so cool. 여기저기 따부란 눈빛. Don't call me darling, I'm too.
Isn't that song just, like, so, like, fun, happy life, love, girl, like, joy, like, I think, and, like, I was reading, like, obviously the song is Korean, like, I don't know everything they're saying, there's some lyrics in English, but most of it is in Korean, and I was reading, and, like, the whole song is, like, this whole thing of, like, why can't we be rude, like, you know what, like, don't make people, like, you can't make me act right, like, period, like, everyone start being rude. But, like, not, like, rude. Like, let's stay polite. But, like, let's be rude. Like, be rude. Like, don't conform to what other people are thinking of you or what people think you should act like. Period. Anyways, that was Rude by Hearts. I have been obsessed with these girls. I don't know anything about them. Unfortunately, like, I physically cannot know any more people in any more K-pop groups because there's just so many. But to my heart's girls, I love you. And you guys are so tea. And yeah. I don't really have much more to say than that. So our next song is some more Tommy February 6th. Because we played some of her last week and it was really good. So I wanted to tap into some more Tommy February 6th. So this song is, okay. Is it Jet Tiame? Jet Tame? It's like, you know, like that French word, Jet Tiame. Ah, Jet Tame. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Jet Tiame. Jet Tame. Jet Tame. Jet Tame. I don't know. Anyways, we like, this is, Jet Tame by Tommy February 6th. And let's just hop right into it. This is a long one, so let's go.
Thank you.
I don't know about y'all, but I just got whimsy up in here. Like, it's feeling real whimsy in here right now. Like, Tommy February 6th, like, girl, you will always be famous. Like, I think I talked about this last week, but, like, the first time I heard Tommy February 6th was, like, literally during, like, high school, like, talent show. Because a girl auditioned to, like, sing with a Tommy February 6th song, I'm pretty sure. And it was peak. Mind you, it was peak, because she's peak. Yeah, that was, I'm not even gonna, like, I just, like, I'm really just, like, I'm not gonna embarrass myself. I'm not gonna seem to embarrass myself on the radio, like, Jetiame, whatever. But yeah, that was some good old fashioned Tommy February 6. So that was T, cause she's T. I'm trying to think now. Like, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't have much to say. Hope everyone had a good weekend. I don't remember what I did this weekend, like, at all. Oh my gosh. What the heck did I do this weekend? Practice. OK Crew mentioned, everyone come to OK Crew every Friday at 4 p.m. OK Prom is this Saturday. We're selling tickets at the door, so come to, like, the thing if you have anything to do on Saturday, like, coming out with us. What else did I do? I went to, like, Walmart. Tried to think if, like, did anything, like, interesting at all? Like, no. Oh, we got ice cream this weekend. That was fun. It was nice on Saturday. We got ice cream. I got a classic strawberry. For all the, like, I have never understood the strawberry haters, okay? I am a strawberry fan. I love strawberry ice cream to death. So everyone who's a strawberry hater, I do not stand with you and I do not support you. Because strawberry is so good. And it was like, it's like, you know, like, when you're craving something for something, like, a little fruity, but you're like, it doesn't need to be, like, crazy. Like, it doesn't need to be, like, crazy fruity. Like, I don't know. There's just options here, you know? Like, I don't want rainbow sherbet. Like, I'm not having no sherbet, but, like, I want something fruity. Like, I wasn't in the mood for, like, triple chocolate fudge, you know? Strawberry, always a good option. Anyways, this next song is a little bit of a throwback. Came out in a good old 2015. This song is Rewind by the Wonder Girls. So I'm just going to play it. Let's go.
Tomorrow. 사소한 행복 지우고 싶어 크나큰 잘못 날 떠나기 전에 목했던 그때 지금 나에게 흔들 Before the ending credit 처음부터 다시 찍어 이 무비 다음 코너 기승전 너로 적혀 웃을 수 없다면 결국 뻔해 Edit 다시 처음부터 let it be 아니 되돌려 모든 잘못을 어떻게든 메워 너만 있는 가득 채워 아름다운 사람 나를 태워
That song's, oh my gosh, wait, guys. I was shifting. That song's just so tea. Like, it's good. Like, it's such a good song. Wait, I've got a yawn. Guys, I swear I'm not tired. It's just kind of dark in here. I should probably make the lights a little brighter when the next song is playing. But yeah, that was Rewind by the Wonder Girls. That came out in a good old 2015. Do they count as what are they? No. 2015. Is that their most recent? No, 2017 they released something. 2016 they released. 2015, that's wow. But they've been around since like 2008. 2007? 2007. They've been around since that's second gen. Now that's second gen. Just making sure. But yeah, I mean I don't have much to say besides the song is like great. Like that's all. So let's move on to the next one. Like, I don't know. This next song is from my favorite woman ever in the world, Mitski. Mitski, we literally love you. This is from Mitski's new album, Nothing's About to Happen to Me, which just came out Friday. I haven't had a chance to listen to the full album. I'm a fake bad guy. No, like, I'm a fake Mitski stan. Like, I'm a fake Mitski stan. Like, I'm sorry. But I'm sorry, you know, like, it's just like, I didn't listen to the album yet. Like, you know, it's okay. But yeah, so this is That White Cat by Mitski. I don't know a lot to say about it cause I actually haven't listened to the full album, but I've been really excited for this. So I'm excited to hear it on the show. I'm yawning obviously. But yeah, let's just hop right into it. This is That White Cat by Mitski.
Lost. The only thing
Mitski, you will actually always be famous, honestly, because that was peak. That was That White Cat by Mitski. We're almost about 30 minutes into the first hour. Oh my goodness. I feel like we're going to get through a lot of songs today. I really just don't have a lot to say. Like, I'm kind of just like on that music grind, you know, like there's not much to yap about, you know, in these trying times. It's getting to midterms week. I have a midterm on Wednesday. I've just been like real busy, lots of stuff, but hey, spring break in 2 weeks. I hope you're all planning a lovely spring break. I for one am so excited to go home. I need to go back to K-Town in the city, and I need to take photoism strips. That's like, I just need to do that. So I'm so excited for that. I can't believe it's like next week. I feel like everything's moving so slow and so fast at the same time. Like low-key, like me as like Goldilocks, like too big, too small, like just right, like too fast, too slow. Like there is no just right though. Like it's either too fast or too slow. But yeah, I just like yesterday I spent a lot of the night recording clips for a project I have to do on Paranoia. So that's fun. Yeah. I gotta edit that. That's crazy. But yeah. So let's just honestly like low genuinely hop into our next song. This next song, we're gonna get back to a fun little vibe. This next song is, oh, whoa, that's not the next song. That's a yawn. Diorama by Eve. Eve is a, we have talked about this on the show before, but for those who don't know, Eve was formerly part of a group named Luna, who disbanded, unfortunately, because her company was evil. And I could talk about evil K-pop companies all day, but that's not the theme of my show, so we're not going to expand on that. But Eve went solo, and her music is peak, 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 like holy peak, like so goated, holy peak, you know? So let's just like hop right into it, and you'll see why she's peak with this song. And this is Diorama by Eve. Let's go.
I'm just a dream, it's just my dream, it's my second. Stuck in
Like, me, when I actually, like, high genuinely went to Peak Town, and everyone knew my good sister, Eve. Just so good. Like, I literally don't have anything else to say besides that's just so good. Like, oh, her, like, sound. Like, again, I've talked about this before when I've played Eve before, but, like, I love an artist that has an authentic sound. Like, if your music sounds authentic and your artistry is, like, I can place it to you. I think that is so cool. My voice is like getting, I'm dying. Oh my gosh. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I think that, like, if an artist has a brand and something that I can place, I'm obsessed with you. And I, like, I love being able to, like, I can hear a beat and be like, oh, that's so Eve. Like, you know, like, my girl Pink Panthers has a brand. My girl Zara Larsson has a brand right now. My girl Eve has a brand. I would even argue that my girl, like, Jenny has a brand, like, for her solo music. Like, my girl Jenny has a brand. Like, I love an artist with a brand, and that's an artist with a brand. An artistry. An authenticity to their art. That's what's important, okay? People who care about their art, okay? In a time where art is so, like, oh, like AI, boo. Hold on, wait. AI mentioned? Oh. Zero space in the artistic sphere. Zero space anywhere, but we're not going to get into that. Anyways, I think that in a time where art is so, like, commercialized, even, like, I feel like I'm just saying buzzwords, but no, like, a time of artist loses is so commercialized, like, you need to be authentic, and I love an artist that's authentic, and that's it. Anyways, like, that's all. I just think that I love that my queen, my girl, my tea, like, my diva is authentic. I love that she sticks to herself, her sound, but there's nothing wrong with experimenting, but you need to have authenticity. We need more artists with authenticity. That's why, like, I like finding, like, new, like, these, like, super, like, underground, like, niche artists. Like, I love authenticity, you know? Anyways. Our next song is by an artist that I have loved my, like, whole life. This is Marina, formerly Marina and the Diamonds. Marina and the Diamonds is actually one of the most formative. I should do a theme day of things I listened to in, like, fourth grade, because she would be on there. Excuse me. But Marina is actually so formative, like, to myself and just, like, my life as a whole that, like, I don't know. Like, I literally, like, I can't imagine me not listening to her. Like, but this is from her newest album, Princess of Power. This is I Heart You. Well, it's I, what is it called? Greater Than Sign 3U. What is that called? That, like, little, whatever. I Heart You. It's really, really good. I actually hear this a lot because my close personal friend Ryan, I love you, Ryan, who plays it on the radio every time we drive back home. But yeah, so I hadn't listened to Prince of Power until I started hearing the song. Really, really good. I like her older stuff. If you guys ever want to stop at Marina, you have to play the classics. We love you, Hermit the Frog. We love you, Teen Idol, like, all that. But yeah, I'll just let it play. Like, I'll let it speak for itself. This is I Heart You by Marina. Thank you. Like, wasn't that just, like, good? Like, wasn't that just, like, good? Like, oh, I really have to look into this album more. Like, just, like, listen to the whole thing. Because I think that Marina is such a great artist. And, again, she was so formative, like, to my childhood. Like, I was that one girl who really, like, did not play about Marina, like, in the slightest. Like, in the slightest. So, yeah, that was... Oh, my gosh. I'm yawning. Stop yawning, all. Hold on, I'm fixing my feet right now. You guys, that doesn't matter to you guys, but it matters to me and my focus. I have to look up something, I think. There's things I have to look up. I like, my goal for today was to have only one song from like every artist, and I think I've done that. And I was just like looking at what I plan to play today, but yeah, so that was I Heart You by Marina. It was great. Now we're gonna transfer it because you know I don't play by my girl Maria from the Marias with her Not For Radio, because if I played the Marias it wouldn't count as just woman because there are men in the band. But this next song is by my close personal friend, Maria from the Marias. And it's amazing. And it's from her debut EP album, Melt, for Not For Radio, which is her like side project aside from the Marias. It's just her solo music. It's amazing. The whole project itself is just beautiful. Like I recommend 100 times over to listen to it. It's such good, authentic music. And you know I had to support my Puerto Rican sister at all times. So yeah, let's just hop into it. This is Water in Your Nose by Not For Radio.
Thank you.
That was Water on Your Nose by the Marie. No, whoa, my girl. That was Water on Your Nose by Not For Radio. I feel like every time I hear a Not For Radio song, like it just puts such like a, not like, I don't know the right word for this, but like it makes everything slow down. And like I sit there and like, I'm like thinking, you know, like a lot to be pondered on, you know. I really do think her solo project is just amazing. I think it's so cool. I think that producing something, like pursuing something on your own. Hold on, guys. I'm looking for something. Like pursuing something on your own while being in a successful band, I think is also, again, staying true to your artistry is so, so important. I think that Water Your Nose, the whole Melt, just like album is just beautiful. I really, really, really wish I could have seen her on tour because I think that she is just such an amazing and like just like inspirational like artist overall, you know what I mean? But yeah, this next song is Flourish by Gina, which was recommended to me today at 2 p.m. lunch in Mills Dining Hall by my close personal friend Kira. I have not listened to this song, so this is my first time listening to it too. But yeah, I actually have nothing to say about it. Like, I haven't listened to it yet, but my close personal friend Kira says that this song is amazing, so we're just gonna play it for everyone's ears and let's just dive right into it.
Pasture, let me endure, crying for it is.
If you heard that, no, you didn't. I got distracted. That was great. I actually really enjoyed that. Not that I was expecting not to enjoy it, but I thought it was great. I was reading her, like, I was looking into her artist profile a little bit while that was playing. I think that she has a nice voice. I like the vibe of that song, honestly. I don't have a lot. Thoughts. I think she's beautiful. I was looking at her picture while the song was playing, but yeah, like I like a alternative pop, like, you know, that pop rock kind of vibe. Always been a really big fan of that kind of like genre, that kind of like mix. So yeah, I really enjoyed that. I thought that was really good. Thank you, Kira, for your recommendation. Hashtag we heart you, Kira. So this next song is actually. This next song is very relevant to me and my close personal friend, Lily, as of last night, because we were having a deep talk on this. But this next song is Jenny's solo song, Soul City. Jenny, as in Jenny from Blackpink. We were having a great conversation on just like, you know, if you're a K-pop fan, you've probably seen this stuff about Jenny, and kind of people have been like scrutinizing her a lot, and like her energy and her presence on stage, and like, sure, there could be, like, obviously no one knows the real truth, but also, like, let's stop scrutinizing women's every move, guys. Like, let's low-key, let's chill on the misogyny. Like, let's all just, like, chill on that. So we had a great conversation about that. So I was like, wait, like, my girl Jenny, like, I have to play you on my show today for Women's History Month. Like, you're so tea and your music is so tea. So hence why this next song is Soul City by Jenny. And, yeah, I really don't have a lot to say. Let's just jump right into it. I think this song is great, so tap in. Yeah. So that was Soul City by Jennie. Song fully just a very big chunk about a man. So minus points for the Women's History Month show title. But it's okay because Jennie is like servilicious. So like it's fine. But yeah. All of her songs that are just about hashtag girl empowerment, I believe, are just not. They just aren't appropriate for radio, unfortunately. But it's okay. Yeah, Soul City by Jennie. Everyone chill on my girl. That's what I have to say. We're not, me and Jennie aren't close personal friends, but like everyone needs to chill on her. Like, she's making good music. This next song, I love this next song. This next song is really good. We're also getting close to the hour, so we might just go straight into important announcements after the song. Let's see. But the next song is by Red Velvet. This song is Kingdom Come from Perfect Velvet, their second album, which was released in 2017. Which, music, whoa, 2017, that was 1 million years ago, whoa. I actually did, this is like, this and like a group, like a second gen group, are like, oh, ew. That was terrible, ew, my voice. Are on like really close years. But yeah, this Kingdom Come, I don't have a lot to say about the song. I just really like it a lot. Like, it's good. It's a great song. I Will Love You Till Kingdom Come. Like, yeah, that's tea. This song is gonna make me low-key emotional. Like, what? But yeah. Let's low-key just like hop straight into it. This is Kingdom Come by Red Velvet. Let's freaking do it.
Take it, take it. Oh, yeah. Tell I some gun and I knew I couldn't be sad. I'm with the world again. So do my way. I can tell. I'm so scared. 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 I'm so scared.
love you till kingdom come.
It's fun to go fast while skiing or snowboarding, but it also increases the risk of injury, both to yourself and others. The National Ski Patrol wants to remind you to learn and know your responsibility code, located on every trail map. The code is the 7 common sense rules to keep you safe on the slopes, including always ski or snowboard in control. Respect other skiers and boarders on the hill, and people ahead of you have the right of way, so it's up to you to avoid them. So give everyone plenty of room. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.